Hey, it's me, Gary, previously on the Adventure Zone graduation. So, 50 years ago, this rip in the land named the Godscar Chasm appeared out of nowhere. Ask anybody, though, and they'll tell you it's always been there. Round about the same time, a demon prince masquerading as Hieronymus Wiggenstaff took over at the school. So, fast forward 49 and a half or so years, and a whole mess of other stuff has gone down. A powerful being named Chaos gave Fitzroy some wild magical powers. Sabor, the librarian Tortle, was mind-controlled and forced to attack his allies. Argo has had his mind poisoned by a hell dimension. The real Hieronymus was turned into a dog and back again. When are they gonna catch a break? Am I right?
Fitzroy, Argo, and Fearbulg, the three of you stand on the precipice of the Godscar Chasm. The depths are obscured by a swirling mist. The three of you make a perception check.
Just off to the races. Ooh, I got a B. What does the B mean? Oh, B is a natural 20.
Nice.
I guess it stands for beyond, which is where this website has taken me.
Four.
Okay.
I am number one, apparently.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Fitzroy, you peer deeper and your vision begins to pierce the haze. But Argo, your vision goes fuzzy and you feel yourself start to sway. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Let's see. 19 plus
four. Infinity. You're a rogue.
23.
You're able to grab Fitz's shoulder for balance, but something is wrong. You look down and realize that your other hand is grasping the hilt of Florence, the blade thrust fully through Fitzroy's ribs. He turns, his face confused. There's a trickle of blood from the corner of his mouth. His body crumples, and he falls back into the chasm, lost in the swirling darkness. Fearbulg begins to speak, but your blade is faster. In a blur, you draw it across his throat, and he is silenced. You consider what you have done, and you smile. Then you wake up. Argo, your eyes slam open. In the space between breaths, you can't remember what was dream and what is real, and you're racked with guilt for a moment before the fog clears from your mind.
Okay. Do I remember? Does he remember the dream?
Yeah, vaguely. I mean, it's already slipping away, but you can piece together what kind of happened in it. You know, it's the kind of thing where it seems so real at the time, but now it's kind of fading at the edges and you're finding it harder and harder to remember why you feel the way that you do.
Okay, so he looks down on the floor, which is where the Fearbulg sleeps, right?
And he is gone.
Okay, and then he... Does Fitzroy have his own bedroom?
He does.
Yeah. He runs over, looks through the door into Fitzroy's room. Actually, no. He puts on his eavesdropping ring and puts his hand on the door to Fitzroy's room just to hear if there's, you know, any sounds of, like, bleeding.
Okay, would that be like, gargle, gargle?
He's listening for him. Okay, snoring. He's listening for snoring. And he hear,
make a perception check for me.
I just, by the way, if I can drop a complaint in the fucking feedback box, Travis, I am going to take a rain check on that nat fucking 20 that I rolled, the dream nat 20 I rolled, and I'm going to use it later for something okay, that isn't a fucking dream.
You can save that.
Okay, 12 plus 3, 15.
You don't hear anything. The room is pretty silent. You can't even pick up on breathing.
Okay. I open the door just a crack.
What are you doing? I'm naked. No, I'm just...
No, the room is empty. And the light shining in the windows is a strong clue that perhaps you have slept longer than normal. With that perception check, you also see on the counter is a note.
I read the note.
It's written in Fitzroy's hand, which is now pretty familiar to you, and reads, "Argo, I tried to wake you, but I guess you needed sleep. Fearbolg and I are out. Be back soon. Prep whatever you need for a climbing adventure. Roll a wisdom saving throw for me."
That is a 14 minus 1, 13.
You hear a voice in your head, and the voice says, "They think you slow them down. They would rather hang out without you. They don't appreciate you."
That's just Dad's inner monologue.
All right, let me try mine. It's one of those weird ghosts that only speaks the truth.
Aw, we'll be nice to Dad, please.
That was about his character, actually. Yeah. No, I love my dad. I don't know why Griffin said all those
things. I do, too. Mine was a joke. I would never say anything like that. I didn't even say it. In fact, my son ran in here and said that bullshit.
Ah, Henry, you're always so mean to peeps.
I thought that was fucked up.
Wow.
That kid.
Being a bad son is genetic, it seems.
Fearbolg, you make your way down to the library. You haven't seen Sabor the Turtle since he was mind-controlled by Gray, so you thought maybe it was time to check in on him, and you find him in his office.
Hello, Sabor.
Oh, sorry.
Forgive me.
It's not your fault. I was just somewhere else for a moment. Master Fearbolg, always nice to see you.
I wanted to see if you had discovered any way to help in our efforts against Gray.
I have been trying to research, but if I am being honest, I have been somewhat distracted. I am having a hard time sleeping, Master Fearbolg.
I am sorry to hear this.
I have had nightmares about Gray and being controlled and hell, frankly. And I'm worried that he may be stronger than we understand.
I am creating a new podcast law, and this is actually, I'm inventing this as we speak, if everyone signs on. To keep people from reaching for that 1.5 button, Travis and I, when we are only... when these two characters are speaking to each other, we will create a bubble effect, magical in nature, multiple use, no recharge time.
Yeah.
Where they speak more quickly.
That's how fine. Does that sound? We totally understand. It's totally great.
But what if, in order for that to work, you need one of us in the background, like, "Hey, what are you guys doing? Are you guys talking? Are you guys talking? You guys having fun over there? You talking really fast?"
Just underlay that over the entire thing.
"Do you know if these dreams are magical in nature, or do they seem to be dreams?"
"They have had a very detrimental effect on my psyche, and I find myself becoming more and more irritable, unable to perform my duties. Whether they are dreams or spells or scarring, I do not know, but the result is the same."
"Are they prophecy? Maybe this is a strange question, but one must be sure."
"I pray that they are not."
"Do you wish to tell me of the dreams?"
"I have seen this school decay before my eyes and become a blasted hellscape full of torment and pain.
What can be done?
In the past, I would have said that information is the greatest weapon, and the more we know, the more powerful we are. But now I worry that I know too much. And I worry that nothing can be done to save us. But whether that is how I truly feel or whether that is this poison that is seeped into my mind, I do not know.
If not information, what about a true weapon? Do you know how we could secure one of the sacred weapons?
I have been giving this much thought.
Hell yes.
The worry, the...
Oh, no.
...problem is we do not know what agents Gray might have at the Heroic Oversight Guild. He has 50 years of influence as the head administrator here at this school. I think the only way to retrieve these weapons is by subterfuge.
This is not my strong suit. Luckily, I have friends who I do not know how to say in a kind way.
They are thieves.
This is your word that I have not corrected.
Fitzroy, you have been called to check in with Festo.
Yeah, I was just about to ask.
It's been some time since you had a sit down.
It has been. I walk in just fucking shooting sparks out of my fingers like, look, what I learned to do. I said levitate. Have you seen me levitate? I can turn invisible. Wow. Haste. Chromatic orb. Blow.
You find Festo getting out of a tiny bath, and you assume they are nude, but it is hard to tell because their body is glowing brightly so that one could not see any details.
Also, I'm not even looking because I'm just thunderstep. Pow. Invisibility again. Bam. Did you see?
That is some good magic. You would do great at a rave.
I'll be honest, Festo. Ever since that dance, I have been curious about your whole lifestyle. I think it is something I could actually wicked get into.
Would you like to party with the fairies?
Am I going to? I need like a sort of survival guarantee that I'll make it through the evening.
I'll be sure to bring along some magic orange slices.
Okay. Festo got a big, let's call it, field trip coming up. And I'm sort of a bit nervous about it because it's gonna sort of bring me face to face with some powerful stuff. And I was just kind of...
magic is coming along nicely. I just found Fester's voice
again. You just found it back. I'm so glad. I know it wasn't right before. I didn't want to say anything.
No, I wasn't hitting it.
But your magic is so powerful now.
Yeah.
You made sparks and you turned invisible.
And I did haste and thunderstep and all kinds of cool stuff. No, I'm like super good at it now. But we're talking about sort of, you know how when we first spoke, you gave me my first lesson and you gave me my magic crab. Crab. Pff, yes, I can still do that one.
Ooh, hello, Snippers.
That voice will never leave me.
Yeah, Snippers, don't be like that.
It's okay. I'm flattered.
So anyway, you told me that I needed to love my magic, which at the time I thought you meant very literally that I need to love this little phantasmal crab. And don't get me wrong, I do, to the moon and back. But this old guy's my familiar. He's not the source of my magical powers, as far as I know. That would be a pretty wild late season twist. What I am
damn
going
it,
to,
Griffin, you figured it out.
What
all
I am
magic flows from Snippers, not just yours. All magic.
He is a wellspring, air yes. flowing. What I'm going to encounter on this field trip is going to be the source of my magic, and as far as I can tell, it is a sort of malevolent, into otherworldly, extra-dimensional entity, and I don't know that they have my best interest at heart.
Oh, I see. Let me examine Snippers.
I don't see how that is applicable here.
They come over and they take a long, hard look at Snippers, and they say,
have you recently come in contact with powerful necromantic energy?
Oh, yes. Oh, goodness, yes. I mean, I have technically every time I've received a telegram from Rainier, but yeah, I met Rainier's dad, who has just like super necromancy.
The Lich King!
Yeah, he's super nice, actually. Makes a killer scone.
Oh, I know! We've partied!
Oh, who haven't you partied with, Fest? Festo, have you partied with Chaos? Because that could probably, like, just sort of cut this whole thing down pretty to a pretty digestible little nug.
Oh, I have not partied with Chaos, but I have heard snippets of rumors.
Do you want to tell me those rumors, Festo?
As you might expect, they are a powerful and unpredictable being.
Thanks, Festo. They're literally called Chaos.
But they have not been seen for centuries.
I mean, I'm pretty sure me and my squad have all had sort of dream hang sessions with them, so...
Chaos has spoken with you?
Oh, yeah, like a lot. We're practically pin pals at this point.
Fitzroy?
Yes, Festo?
When you met Rainier's dad,
mm-hmm.
was it at the crypt?
It was.
Were you able to use your magic?
I kinda, yeah.
Interesting. The crypt is notoriously impervious to magic.
I mean, I did a little thunder step in here and there.
But what I mean is, if your source of magic is external, you should not have been able to access it.
Ah. Okay, so you're saying that Chaos is not the wellspring air flowing? What are you telling me, Festo?
I do not know. This, it's all new information to Festo.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to do this field trip, and I'm going to, I guess, confront them, but it's nice to know that, you know, if they cut me off, I'll still sort of have a little bit of juice left in the tank for the big old war. You don't happen to know anything about the sort of topographical layout of the Godscar Chasm, do you?
The Godscar Chasm is unexplored.
Welp.
But be careful. Let Festo make a suggestion.
Yeah.
Don't piss them off.
Yeah, Festo. That's, yeah.
Good. I mean, good say that, but you have a habit of pissing people off.
It's not a habit, is it? Now, I also have a habit of, like, people delighting people. So, okay. Well, you want to cast, like, a magic spell on me so that makes me, if I fall, I don't die? It'd be good. It's going to be like a climbing adventure fest, so that's what I've been telling the boys, so.
Do you want, like a feather fall?
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, I don't know that one.
Oh, here.
And they flit over to a set of drawers, and they open it up, and they pull out a golden eagle's feather, and they say,
that will be 10 gold.
Are you kidding me?
I am.
Festo.
Oh, Festo, make joke. Yeah. Festo is gone.
I don't know why
Joker.
You just spoke like Borat there for a second there, Festo.
Borat is great wizard.
Okay, so
terrifying.
We're leaving.
Oh, do not cross his wife.
Wizard sleeve. What does that mean?
I'm not there.
I hurl myself at the window of the room.
Festo can't hear me. That's not canonical.
I really do hurl myself out the window and tap myself with the golden feather on the way down.
That's not how it works.
Dead in the show.
It does work, but unfortunately, it only had one charge.
Oh. Can you toss some... Festo!
Yes?
Festo!
Yes?
Can you toss another one down?
No, you have to come up and get it.
All right. I'm going to take the stairs.
Okay.
Can you stay there for like 10 minutes?
You better hurry. I have an appointment.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You make it back up to Festo's office.
God, let me fucking roll. Let me play Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay, yeah. Roll for stairs?
I mean, it's an athletics check. I got a 14 plus 7, 21.
You
people have fallen on stairs before.
I guess that's
and
true.
Damaged their computers.
You sprint up. You sprint up the stairs two at a time. You said you'd be there in 10 minutes, but you make it in 8.
I'm still very tired. Feather, please.
Oh, I don't know if I have any more. Let me look.
Festo.
Yes, here is one.
Thank you.
Now, but this is
do it
strong
again.
Enough.
Jump out the window again. Jump out the window again.
Argo, no. How'd you get here?
That wasn't Argo's voice. That was your dad.
Clint? The powerful wizard?
Festo's dad, Clint. Okay, anyway, bye.
There's enough charge in there for all three of you.
Oh, my God. If Clint McRae's in this universe, we have now finally confirmed the multiverse, the McElroy multiverse. Which we need a name for if dad has created it, by the way. I'm going to call it. Can I say
what
something?
What about the Clinterus?
No, fuck off.
Oh, my God.
Honestly,
Travis.
Die forever.
Honestly, Travis.
Not, no longer my brother.
Okay.
Are you kidding? Are you fucking kidding me?
That's the one that did it? Okay.
How about Emilverse?
The Emilverse. I love it.
The Emosphere.
I like that. The Emosphere.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm looking at the poll, and Clinterus is taking off like a rocket.
Clinterus? No. So the name of the multiverse is the Clinterus?
Yep.
No,
is
it's
this
not.
Correct?
No, there is no multiverse.
There is no multiverse.
This scene is over. I have left.
Clint McElroy
remains.
I want there
to be a multiverse. The time has come. The three of you have rejoined, and you are making your way towards the Godscar Chasm. Now, it's a bit of a walk, so you have some time to chat.
Okay. I had planned to take a bathroom break during Dad's vignette, but he didn't get one, so now I'm just kind of stuck here. What's wrong with you guys?
You can go use the bathroom if you want to, Justin. We can take a little break.
You told me to chat.
No, I meant like in character.
Oh, okay. I had planned to use the bathroom.
Yes, go ahead.
No, I was just kidding. It was just a joke. And it wasn't a joke per se, but when I said it, it kind of receded into my body, the need.
Well, and because this is, as everyone knows, important to me, the three characters, Argo, Fitzroy, and Fearbulk, do all go potty before they leave for the trip.
Any character I ever play on this show is going to use the bathroom before they leave the house.
Yeah. That is attention to detail, folks.
It's an unbreakable habit, a ritual for myself. All right, everybody, let's check. Everyone got their good climbing shorts.
Yeah, I brought some. What exactly are we doing? And why didn't you guys wake me up when you left this morning?
Because you seemed to be doing a bit of what I will call dream stabbing, and I didn't want to sort of put my physical body in the way of that. So I thought it was sort of a sleeping dog's lie situation.
Dream stabbing?
Yeah, you know, you have a dream and you do some stabbing, but somebody gets in the way in the real world. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I'll buy that. I buy that. Yeah. Yeah.
Fearbog shorts check.
I have fashioned my first ever pair of shorts.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the frickin' party, pal.
Can I say something? I get it.
Well, you look spectacular. You look great in them.
Let's go down the checklist. Gorp. Fearbog, that sounds checked. Like your... Oh, you brought the gorp?
Well, I brought the jerky.
God, it's just you can't supplant all foods with... Fearbog, did you get the gorp?
Argo, make a wisdom saving throw.
To see if you can tell the difference between jerky and gorp?
17 minus 1, that's a 16.
Fitzroy makes the comment about that your suggestion, your offering of jerky is not good enough. And it riles you for a second, but you decide to let this one go.
You absolute dipshit. Is that what it sounded like in his brain?
Yeah, that's what he heard.
That's and then Pitons? God, I never know how this is pronounced.
And you hear a voice on the wind say, Pitons.
Pitons?
That's just another suggestion. Don't at me. Now, I will remind you as you're making all this small talking conversation that though it has been a couple of days since your return from the crypt and the battle to save the students, you have as yet been unable to pry from the Fearbog information about why he needed to head home for his clan.
I do not think I would push on that.
Okay.
Like, I think I know, I don't know, that Argo may be in a different thing, but I feel like I know the Fearbog well enough now to know that that's, like, privacy is an actual, genuine sort of cultural concern for him, so I have not pushed.
So, Fearbog, what's the deal? What was going on in your hometown?
Oh, thank you for asking. I'm glad that at least one of you cares so much. I would rather not speak on this.
Oh, okay.
See,
I have a question. I want to bring something up. Are we just not going to class anymore? I mean, is that just gone by the wayside?
It's all virtual.
At this point, you've been doing a lot of independent study classes. But most of the
immersion,
immersion
using Gary.
Learning. Most of the faculty at this point are aware that you're building towards a big demon war, so no one's really taking a role for you three anymore. You get a lot of leeway as far as truancy goes.
It's sort of a capstone project,
very much so,
winning the demon war.
Yeah,
so we're being treated like collegiate athletes.
Sure.
Exactly.
Okay.
You got a job at the local cart dealership, but you rarely actually go into work.
Do we know where we're... I guess maybe this is a history roll or a nature roll or something, but like we know that the Godscar Chasm is something of a work of fiction, or at least what we know of the Godscar Chasm is like a sort of mass hypnosis thing, right?
Right, yes.
That it only showed up 50 years ago, while everybody else thinks it's been there forever. But like, what do we know about it, aside from the fact that it has the spookiest name for a geographical feature I've ever heard?
I mean, you know location, you know that it is a source of chaotic magic, you know that what you saw there during your transportation back to the school, that there is a portal at the bottom of it, and that you saw chaos there, or who you believe to be chaos.
So when Festo told me, and I feel like this is common knowledge, that nobody has explored the Godscar Chasm, it's not a case of people don't know where it is? Is it more a case of if you go there, you die, or just people don't go there? Or
I think... It's along the lines of the mass hypnotism that makes it seem much more ancient than it is, of people kind of their thoughts slide off of it.
Okay.
Where they think about it, like, you three are the first to show this much interest in it. And because of your experience with chaos magic and gray and all of that, you are able to kind of fixate on it in a way that everybody else doesn't seem to be able to. I mean, even since you have been telling people that it is only about 50 years old, people have been very interested in that, but still, like, no expeditions have been mounted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I also know that when I write Graduation, the musical, I am definitely going to have a song that rhymes God's sarcasm with God's sarcasm. It just isn't. It's a natural, and I'm going to use that. TM, 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 TM.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, God. How long? Guys, I got to get out and stretch my legs after that very long trip Dad had to take. For that sub gag, I'm gonna. Oh boy, gotta get out, get some fresh air.
That's why I did it. I saved you the effort.
Not since Dad took us 2 hours out of our way while driving to the beach to visit Maurice's barbecue have we had such a long detour for so little a return.
Dad,
the Piggy Palace. Ooh,
Dad, go ahead and make a wisdom saving throw. Oh, for God. Justin,
wait a minute. Jumping off.
No, I'm just. No, I was saying you, Dad. Justin's making fun of you.
I would never. Okay. That was in character.
I'm glad that you noticed that, Griffin.
About 20 yards from the chasm, you see someone sitting on a stump facing the gorge. It appears to be Hieronymus, specifically the weary looking version of Hero who looked happier as a dog.
I'm going to go ahead and use my true sight glasses charge for the day just to make sure that really, really is the real Hero.
No illusion here, no disguise. It's the real Hero as far as you can tell.
A waste of the glasses, but boy, if that would have paid off. What a thing. What a beauty.
I don't think it's a waste to confirm something.
Yeah,
right?
I guess not.
Hello. Sorry. I didn't see you there.
Didn't want to scare you, so I guess I just made a bird noise.
What are you three doing here?
That is a good question. Following up on a lead.
Oh.
What are you doing here?
Oh, well, it's embarrassing, honestly, but I have been trying to work up the strength to explore the God's sarcasm. And I can't seem to manage it.
Are your legs too weak?
Not really that kind of strength, Master Fearbolt.
Your arms?
Well, there's a lot of, arm, that has that upper body strength.
Sure, it's climbing, full body workout.
It's not a physical thing, guys. I'm just tired. I have been meaning to talk to the three of you. I'm actually glad you're here. I wanted to apologize.
For what?
I mean, listen, I'm not going to mince words. You guys are cleaning up my mess. This fight with Gray, this battle, all of this, I started this, centuries ago. And you guys got roped into it. And here I am, unable to do much to help. And I feel terrible.
Well, you were a dog for a long time. You think you would be used to people cleaning up your messes.
That's an excellent point, Master Fearbolg.
I have attempted to brighten your spirits with humor.
And he is smiling. That did get a smile out of him.
I will not do a slow dance.
That's not necessary. Mm-mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm.
It's celebratory.
Mm-mm. Oh,
I see. He does this whenever he makes a slam dunk of a joke. So we just got to let it play out.
Is he done?
He's done.
Silence, okay. Please. Oh, I'm almost done.
Okay.
Please continue.
I'm sorry that I can't do more, and I'm sorry that you have to deal with this, and I'm sorry for everything.
I mean, okay. You are too weak to explore the Godscar Chasm. That is understandable. Most folks are, not us. Completely just ripped boys, but I understand that for some people it can be quite a physical challenge. You, however, do possess a lot of might in the realm of bureaucracy, so maybe you let us do the, you know, chasm exploring, the spelunking. It's not spelunking, bouldering. I don't know what it's called when you go into a chasm, but
rappelling.
And maybe
it's rappelling,
I guess. And maybe you could get started on the Heroic Oversight Guild and securing sort of demon-slaying weaponry from them. You know, let's diversify our sort of hero portfolio a bit.
I see. Well, I guess I probably shouldn't just put in a request, huh?
No, Hieronymus. No, you probably shouldn't just put in a request. You should assume everyone there is a secret demon, and then behave accordingly.
So, what's your plan? I'll follow your lead on it.
Okay, table talk. Can we table talk?
Yeah,
table talk. Okay, I was thinking about this after I talked to Sabor. I'm trying to formulate. Let's just talk real quick. Strategy. We can't leave. Correct.
What, the chasm?
No, we're still technically on school grounds, right?
So just to jump back in with that, Gray just needs to know that you're leaving and come back. Think of him as like a mother hen, as far as that goes. Okay. It's not that you can't leave. He just doesn't want you sneaking off.
Well, I feel like, okay, we'll see if you guys agree with this. I feel like if we tell Gray we're going to the Heroic Oversight Guild, that won't fly well. That won't do well.
So we come back and we beat this shit out of some more dogs. Like, whatever. I barely broke a sweat last time.
Yeah, but what if some students get eaten in the process? We can't take that risk.
So maybe they should have been strong enough.
Okay. Are you doing a character right now? Yeah. I'm talking to you as a local human being, Justin McElroy, father of two.
I agree. Like, I don't... The Heroic Oversight Guild is a bureaucratic machine. We don't know how to operate those. We are very much a blunt instrument who sometimes can get snippy with lawyers and get like paperwork done that way. But I do believe that having somebody else spearhead the hog initiative, as I have now named it, would be a great idea.
I think it's got to be Hieronymus and Althea.
Yes.
Working in tandem.
Yes.
Right. I feel like the two of them might have a shot. I feel like Hieronymus by himself will be a disaster.
Yes.
He won't know who anybody is. It won't go well. I feel like Hieronymus might have some juice, and Althea knows the bureaucracy best.
Right.
I feel like that's the play.
If there's wet work that needs done.
Right.
At the premises, then we can swing that.
I mean, now I don't think it's a good idea. I feel like it's going to break bad for, like, we can't tell Gray what we're doing, and I don't want to risk more lives.
Sure.
Dad, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he's got, if nothing else, there has to be a way that they can communicate with the outside world. And surely he's still got the reputation. He's still got, like you said, he's still got the juice to sway some folks.
Yeah, I feel like we tell Hieronymus to entreat Althea to go with him, and maybe between the two of them they might stand a chance.
And we're back in the scene.
How does he respond to the... I mean, we already asked him, right? Like, how does he respond to our request?
You know, boys, I tell you. Come to me 200 years ago and tell me that this is the kind of fight that I'm going to be getting into, and I would have rolled my eyes so hard at you, they would have fallen out of my head. But you know what? Right now, it sounds exactly like what I am up to. I won't fail you, I promise.
Well, technically, you could, because you're technically still a teacher at our school.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I won't fail you there. I mean, listen, if you guys win a demon war, it's at least an A-.
What would it take to get the A+?
I mean, you could bring me a fruit basket.
Wow. Corruption wow. on every level.
I rip off my mask to reveal that I have been John Quinones this entire time.
Oh, man. You got me again. He heads off full of purpose, excited to have some way to contribute.
Wait. Do you have pitons?
Sorry, what did you say?
Climbing.
Oh, pitons.
Pitons.
Like Joey Pitone.
Yeah.
Piatones.
Pitons. I believe they're pronounced pitons.
Just forget it.
No, I don't. Okay, I do have this climbing potion. Does that help?
Nah. Okay. It's not sharp enough to break into the rock, so.
Wait a minute. Wait, what's a climbing potion?
Oh, it's it makes you climb as fast as you can walk.
Oh, so like down?
I mean, sure, or up. I mean, both ways, really, side to side, really.
How many servings per package is this climbing potion?
I mean, there's... It usually lasts one vial for 1 hour, so three of you probably 20 minutes each.
I mean, I don't need no potion. I got my knuckles are 8.
You want to just hold on to it? I mean, I'm clearly not.
No,
gonna
I'll
use
take it.
It.
I love potions. I am into potions.
Okay. Yeah, he hands you a stoppered glass vial that is far lighter than it looks, almost weightless. It contains a clear liquid.
It's just water. It's like a Michael's secret stuff thing.
He wouldn't do that.
He would. You're going to get to the bottom, and then he's going to yell down from the top, "The climbing was inside you all along."
You can be such a schmo sometimes.
If I may, with Featherfall, you guys could just, like, jump in.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Why climb? You can fall.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
it may come in handy later.
I guess a climbing push would help us get out of chasm.
Hey, there you go.
We're not just going to get to the bottom of the chasm and be like, "Well, fellas, time to start a new life here.
We live in chasm now."
Yeah.
Fitzroy, Argo, and Fearbolg, the three of you stand on the precipice of the Godscar chasm. The depths are obscured by a swirling mist. Make a perception check.
Nat 20, plus 4, 24.
You peer deeper, attempting to pierce the haze. Argo, make a wisdom saving throw.
Shit.
One.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Minus one, so it's...
Let me help.
Go for it.
It's zero.
It's zero.
Fitzroy, this time your perception pays off. And you see something out of the corner of your eye. Make a dexterity saving throw for me.
Is this real life? Is this real life? I got a 3 plus 2, a 5.
Is this just fantasy?
You see Argo draw his blade, and you see a look in his eye. Fearbold, make a perception check.
16 plus 8.
You see the look in his eye as well.
I'm going to thorn whip around his wrist.
I'm going to say that he is not attempting to resist, and you are not trying to hurt.
No.
So I'm going to say that is successful. You are able to grab his hand in time and stop him. But everyone is pretty unsettled by what just happened.
We've been dancing around this for a little bit, Argo, but you have not been yourself for a little bit. and it's and if something is bothering you on a level that you are drawing a blade on me in a threatening manner, we should probably hash this out like bros.
I wasn't drawing a blade on you. Aren't we getting ready to go into a dangerous situation? I think I was just like freeing up my blade from a scabbard so that whatever we face down there, we'll be ready to go. I think. Hell, I don't know. I don't think I was. Oh, gee. It's been a really shitty day today, and I don't know what's going on.
So, Argo, will you subject yourself to me doing a sort of brain dive into your thoughts, into your head meat? And I did it once to Fearbulg. Fearbulg, did it do any sort of permanent damage in there that you're aware of?
I think not.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to insist, Argo. It's I promise I'll be gentle.
Wait! What do you mean you have to insist? No, I mean if you want to do it, you got to get my permission to do it. That's a very personal intrusion. Have you never watched Fantasy Star Trek with the Vulcan mind meld?
Okay. May so, I?
Yeah, go ahead. Thank go you. Ahead. Okay. Argo, I want to know what's
make
going
a wisdom
on
saving throw.
-1 = 11.
You agree, but then as he nears you, you start to put up a fight.
Okay, wait.
How exactly is this going to work? Because, you know, am I going to have some pain? Is it going to make me sick? What's the deal?
I've only done it to people. Did it hurt, Fearbulg, when I did it to you? What was the... Explain it.
It was not fatal.
So there you go. I mean, we're about to jump into something called the Godscar Chasm. So, like, it seems like you should be up for a bit of light telepathy.
No, I don't want to do it.
Okay, Argonatkin, I am sorry.
I cast Hold Person.
Does he have to make a check?
Yeah.
Oh, please be dexterity.
I doubt that.
No, wisdom.
Good.
Oh, well. That's probably a fail. It's a 6 - 1.
That's a big fail-rooski.
5.
What does Hold Person do?
Yeah, how does that manifest itself?
Yeah, you're paralyzed.
What did you just do?
I have held him.
Okay, this is...
Until we understand this.
This is a violation of my privacy.
He was to stab you.
Yeah, I thought so.
I cannot take that risk.
Yeah, I thought so too. Stab him. Okay, listen, this is escalating wildly. Let me just pop right in there and do a little poke around, and I promise it'll be quick, okay? Just blink twice if that's okay.
Can't blink. Paralyzed.
Okay, I touch his temples. Okay, so I can read their like immediate thoughts for free, but if I want to go any deeper than that, they have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, so his immediate thoughts, they're somewhat weak, but it is definitely Argo's thought saying, "Help me."
Okay. Yeah, let me get deep in there then.
Make a wisdom saving throw.
Another crit 1 - 1. It's another 0.
Well, that's a good thing this time for you.
Yeah.
you encounter a barrier, but you push, and the barrier is of little resistance to you. And if you imagine, like, standing in a field that is beautiful, right, that is the conscious part of Argo's mind. You take one step forward and pass through a barrier, and now you are in a blasted hellscape that is very familiar to you. And as you step forward, Gray turns to greet you. Ah, hello, Fitzroy.
I just hit him with the thunder wave. I mean, he knows what's up at this point. And I've hit him before, so it shouldn't come as that big a surprise. But I don't even know if he's real or if this is a figment. But either way.
He puts up a hand, anticipating to block it. What does he roll?
Constitution saving throw.
He puts up a hand, anticipating to block it. And it knocks him flying about a good 10 feet.
I don't know that I have to roll. I mean, yeah, 10 feet is how much it knocks people back. I don't have to roll damage on a imagination.
It is the fact that you have power here is he was not expecting that.
Okay, I yell, stop fucking cheating.
He stands, once again, a similar look of shock to the one that you saw on his face when you speared him with magic back on the night when he sicked the hellhounds on the students. And he rips another portal, but this time the whole thing kind of shatters as he does, and you are bumped out of the mind as it all kind of, the image falls apart around you. And you're back in your own thoughts. Now, Argo, for your part, this has helped you kind of regain some of your awareness. You still feel the same kind of, like dark flame, you know, that kernel of hell there back deep in your mind. But, it is much receded. You feel a lot more self-control and willpower than you have for days.
I would like to point out that I think that this is also, the realization has to be new to Argo.
Oh, yes, very much so.
I don't think he just felt weird and knew he was, you know, in a bad sort. But I think this is, right, this is confirmation that there's been, somebody's been tampering with his brain.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay.
Will you unparalyze me now?
Oh, that's not me. That's him.
Yeah.
I'm sure there must be a way of...
Just break your concentration.
Yeah, just think about baseball.
What is baseball? And it's broken.
try to conceptualize the sport of baseball.
How would you invent it?
Yeah. Okay, Argo, bad news. You had a guy in there. You did have Gray. Pulling the old strings, zapped him.
It wasn't just getting a bad lime or two. It was, you know, I felt so weird for the last couple of days. I still feel a little weird.
Okay.
But thank you both. I thank you for helping me out. I still have kind of a funny feeling, but I don't feel like being such a jackass like I think I have been for a little bit. I'll leave that to you, Fitz.
I mean, we've lived with you for some time now, Argo. I think me and the Fearbulg both knew that something was awry. I'm going to ask you, and I won't force it, but do you want us to hold on to your sort of stabbing instruments?
I have so many.
That's, yes.
I mean, I've got, you know, no, I think I'm good. I think now that I know that, did you completely chase him off? I mean, is he...
I don't know, man. I just did a psychic, like, Highlander battle. And I'm sorry for cussing in your brain. But I did... I don't know how any of this works. But
okay.
Argo, we're about to go into the gaping maw of, well, not hell, but something quite bad. And me and the Fearbulg can't be checking our backs the whole time while we're...
I know.
cliff diving. So are you going to be able to lock it down?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yes. Now that I know it's there, I can fight it. Does that make any sense?
Kind of.
Well, I mean,
we'll continue to watch.
Okay. And maybe now that I know it's there, maybe I'll have a better chance of perceiving it, and maybe I won't have such shitty perception and wisdom rolls.
Well, we'll see.
That's not how it works.
So the plan is we're just going to wave a magic feather and then jump over the edge of a chasm?
Yeah, I already used it once, and it was fine.
Okay.
You did put a lot of faith in that first one, huh? It's just kind of, yeah. I'm just kind of thinking about it, huh?
Okay. Professor wouldn't do anything to hurt me.
Is this going to work for all three of us?
Let's find out!
You float gently through the Godscar Castle. An occasional gust of wind blows past and sets you gently spinning. Your descent is quiet, almost tranquil, at least at first. Once you pass through the swirling mist, things change, and I mean that, literally. The color scheme of the chasm changes, very gradually from tans and reds to ashes and slates. The air was cool in the shadow of the canyon walls, but now it feels bitter. You have seen this and felt this before. The whole area has the same noxious atmosphere as Gray's Hellworld. Argo, you begin to sweat and you feel your skin crawl. Below, you can now see a portal torn in the air. It is incredibly large. Larger than you possibly could have guessed. More than that, it seems to be continuously expanding. Standing before it is a large humanoid figure with opalescent skin. They're back to you. You land without a sound. At first, they don't seem to be aware of you, but then they turn, a smile on their face, and their all-white eyes twinkling.
Fitzroy, Fearbulg, Argo. This is such a pleasure. Oh, how I've looked forward to meeting you.
It's Sir Fitzroy.
Of course, Sir Fitzroy. Sorry.
Argonaut.
He likes it when you say the full name.
Argonaut. Yeah. Sorry. I'm a little nervous meeting you for the first time.
Who are you?
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry. Let me introduce myself. I've been called many names, some of them unkind. I think the one that I most identify with is Order.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.
Where were you when my dad killed me and my brother? Do you remember the moment that he kicked us into the chasm? As he spasmed with joy, he watched the death of his boys. Where were you when my dad killed his sons?